Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. A clash of two 5-0 teams here in Nashville this Sunday at Nissan Stadium. Steelers coming to town. We had Jeff Fisher on the show yesterday, longtime head coach of the Oilers/Titans, and I said, I know the Steelers aren't in the Titans division anymore, but it is Pittsburgh's coming to town. He said, man, it's always Steeler week. Jeff Fisher used to get up big time when the Steelers and the Titans were in the same division. He just approached it a little bit differently, and it still feels like they're in the same division. It still feels like a huge game. To help us break down this matchup, Charlie Batch, former longtime quarterback in the league, former Steelers quarterback, and on Twitter you can find him at CharlieBatch16, now joins us, and he's a part of their broadcast team, doing some post-game work, does a lot of stuff in Pittsburgh. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, doing fantastic. How is it viewed in Pittsburgh, this matchup? I just kind of told you what it's like here. How's it viewed there?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, you know, just my experience of being in that locker room around Mike Tomlin, he doesn't really look at, you know, the opponent. He looks at it, and you'll start probably hearing a phrase that says it's a five-star matchup, and you'll probably hear the players start mentioning that. And he only says that, but he says it's a five-star matchup because we're in it. Regardless of the opponent, it's a matter of we're in it. And that's the kind of the mindset that he has around here. Let's not overlook it. Doesn't matter if you're playing the Titans this week or the Ravens next week. It's just a matter of controlling internally that way, and that's just how they go about business around here.
I got to ask you, and I've said this for years on this show, it's like when the Steelers draft a wide receiver, well, there's your next really good wide receiver. They do it every single year. I don't know how this organization, this has been going on for a long time. It doesn't matter who they put out there at receiver. They seem to shine, and in a lot of cases when they go elsewhere, they're not the same player, and enter now Chase Claypool, and there's a guy we talked about. So how's he worked out where now he's exploded onto the scene this fast?
Well, I think when you look back, and I appreciate that question, because when you look back, and Kevin Colbert has done a great job of drafting receivers, not necessarily number one. So he's found a gem, and he has a niche for that, and it doesn't matter if he's drafted second or third round, or an undrafted free agent in the case of like a Nate Washington. And I say that only because I tweeted at him earlier today, and I know he's listening to this show here down in Nashville, that I want to know who he's rooting for. He played with the Steelers, won 2 Super Bowl rings, but had a long career with the Titans. So you have to get him on this show to put his prediction out there, because I want the world to know who he's picking. So that's just my disclaimer for Nate Washington as you're listening here now. But I think when you look back and with Chase Claypool, you know, he's a guy, second-round draft pick. You know, a lot of people knew they were going to try to go get after a receiver. But here, Chase, we didn't have preseason, so nobody really knew what he was capable of bringing to the table. But back in early August, Joe Hayden, he tweeted out, and he said, man, Chase Claypool is going to be wrecking with this season. Everybody took it, oh, yeah, you're just talking. But here he is now, first 5 games, and he's putting on a show right now, leading this team in receptions, and I think ultimately has taken over the number one receiver position.
All right, I can answer it for you. Friday night at 7 o'clock your time, 7 o'clock p.m. your time, all you need to do is either download our app, which is ESPN 102.5 The Game, or you can go on and live stream from Pittsburgh, Charlie, and you can listen to Nate, because Nate will do an hour with Teron Davenport, who is the Titans reporter for ESPN. They do an hour on Friday nights, and I'm sure Nate will give a prediction, and if he doesn't, you should call into the show and make him give a prediction.
You want to know what? And I'm glad. Thank you for that. And if you could have your producers, somebody cut just that edit out when he gives a prediction, and please tweet it to me and copy Nate on it, because I want to make sure that he goes on record and gives a prediction.
Consider it done, Charlie. So how about this Pittsburgh team? Because there was a lot of question marks of, okay, Big Ben's back, but what is he going to look like? How is this all going to play out? Obviously, they're known for having great defenses over the years. The defense is exceptional yet again. But how has all this come together where this Pittsburgh team looks like they're back to being a machine again at 5-0?
Yeah, and it started with the defense, and Mike Tomlin done a great job along with defensive coordinator Keith Butler, but putting his players in position to be successful. And everybody talks about Bud Dupree, and everybody knows around the country what T.J. Watt brings to the table, who should have won Defensive Player of the Year last year. But that defensive front, Tyson Alualu, Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, those guys are getting it done up front, allowing these linebackers to free flow and make tackles, in addition to allow the back end to gamble on plays, such as Mika Fitzpatrick, such as Joe Hayden, Steven Nelson. These guys are getting it done routinely only because the pressure that is applied to the quarterback. So it started with the defense, so I think that's what made the decision for Ben easier to come back. And quite frankly, he didn't know if he was coming back, because the type of surgery that he was going to have, that was something that was never done on a quarterback. So now there's a lot of unknowns. And they did a behind-the-scenes clip, and he kind of documented his rehab process over the offseason. And those conversations about him doubting himself, maybe contemplating retirement and having those conversations with his family, that was real. But it's really good to see him now bouncing back and having the type of season that he's having, because he is playing phenomenal football right now.
Longtime veteran NFL quarterback Charlie Batch is with us, former backup for the Steelers to Ben Roethlisberger. We can all, Charlie, remember the game where you stepped in and played here in Nashville and won a big game for the Steelers. I think some Titans fans are still a little sore at that one. That was a pretty big one, but we're really glad to have you on the show today. So you mentioned with Ben Roethlisberger, you had to work extremely hard to get back. We know the vintage Ben Roethlisberger is he'll wait, he'll bounce off people, he'll find guys down the field after several seconds. Has he adjusted? Has he needed to adjust at all the way he's played? I know it's sort of gradually happened over the years, but do you notice anything different now that he's been through this?
Yeah, I think, you know, and that was a really good point that you made there, because over the course of his career, he always wanted to now, you know, to anticipate the blitz, maybe firm up the protection, and then make defenses pay for that by throwing the football down the field. So he has a lot of success that way. But this year, he has altered his game. You know, he wants to throw the football down the field, but then a couple weeks ago when they played the Philadelphia Eagles here at Heinz Field, he was getting the ball out probably quicker than I've ever seen in his career. And that was because of the pressure of the defensive front by design, by game plan. So it was really good to see that way. So now he's adding that to his arsenal. So as these coordinators are looking at this and they're saying, maybe we can't blitz him because he's not doing what he's done in the past. So it's really a really good way of keeping defenses balanced and keeping them honest as it relates to what they're going to do moving forward. So this is a really good position where Ben is at, and I think the evolution of his receivers, a young receiver core at this point, is now they're building that trust that they weren't able to build up in this offseason.
Thinking back to last year, Charlie, I admired how the Steelers hung in there, and you could tell they were duct taping stuff. They were doing everything they could to stay in it, and they almost pulled it off. And, of course, it was the Titans that were sitting there going, can somebody please beat the Steelers so that they could make the charge and sneak in there to the playoffs? Going through that last year, how much do you think that helped their toughness overall, you know, going into this year?
I think it helped from a mental capacity. It helped the team overall because they knew they were playing with a fourth-team quarterback. You know, Duck Hodges, yeah, he was a third, but he ultimately got beat out in training camp by Josh Dobbs, and Dobbs was traded to Jacksonville last year. They released him, and now he's back on the Steelers roster. So they feel very comfortable as far as the depth, but they just didn't have that piece last year by getting over the hump because Mason Rudolph wasn't able to stay healthy. Right now you add Ben to this equation. This team really is confident. They say, okay, now, Ben, we're not asking you to be Superman. We're not asking you to go in and have to now take your cape off and put your cape on and do all of these type of things. So I think when you look at what he's doing, he knows, okay, if I make a mistake defensively, they're going to cover my back. And that was something that really, when you look back, that wasn't there a year ago. In the minute that last week, the minute that the Steelers went down, put 3 points on the board, before Ben was able to get back on the field, Minka intercepts the pass back for him, runs it back for a touchdown, it's 10-0. And you could tell at that point they were going to go more in ball control mode, and you weren't going to see some of those higher statistics that we're used to seeing with Ben Roethlisberger.
Charlie Batch is with us, former quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And going back to Ben for a second, you brought up the physical things that you've seen from him this year, but you were with him a long time in that locker room. You've covered him now since your career ended. What have you seen from a mental standpoint? Because we know that mentally that's just as important as the physical preparation. How that has changed with him over the course of his career?
Yeah, I think a lot of it where, you know, I think it's just being smarter, mentally being smarter. He wants to get rid of the football early on in his career, and even in middle of his career. He was taking more shots than he should have, because and those hits were ultimately adding up, and it was taking a toll on his body. Where then there was a period of stretch where he didn't miss a snap for 2.5 years, and then he ultimately got hurt last year, but that was just more wear and tear on his arm. So I think now that you look back and the fresher that he is, the arm's feeling good, it's a matter about maintaining and not taking those unnecessary shots. The offensive line is really doing a good job. They've only allowed 6.5 sacks so far this season, but the hits on the quarterback is not there. So now that he's able to now stay a lot fresher, it keeps his mind fresher to those points, and now he's able to go out there and see some of these things, as long as evaluating the talent that's there when he's observing practices on a Wednesday, so in preparation for the game.
Clearly, we've talked a lot about what's gone on with the Titans and, you know, having to reschedule this game and moving the Buffalo game to Tuesday night. But what was the talk like in Pittsburgh amongst the fans and even some of the players that maybe you've talked to about having to move and change from, all right, mentally you're ready to go against the Titans, and then now you have to move it to the bye week to play the Titans this week?
Yeah, it was tough. And a lot of players, they were quite frankly ticked off. And the reason being is because that bye week was so critical, because it was almost right at that midway point for the Steelers that they knew, okay, we could refresh, regroup, and get ready for the second half of the year. But ultimately, when things were switched, it's giving them an early bye week, and ultimately having to play 13 straight games or 16 straight games that they would have to play without a bye. And now it makes that number one seed more critical, that they now have to now have that in their sights, because that is the only true bye week. And the consolation prize is the Thursday night game they play on Thanksgiving. They play the Ravens on that last game on Thanksgiving. They now have to treat that as a bye week. But again, playing 3 games in 11 days, and then you only get the weekend off, that's not a true bye week. So around here, they're really ticked off at that decision. But ultimately, when you're dealing with the circumstances with COVID and all of these type of things, you have to be flexible. So there weren't, after that week, there wasn't much talk as it relates to what they can currently control. They just have to deal with it at this point.
I did want to ask you, I know you've done a lot since your career, your playing career ended with the Best of the Batch Foundation. Tell us a little more about that and what you're doing with it.
Yeah, Best of the Batch Foundation, we're an educational foundation based in Pittsburgh, where we focus on reading computer literacy along with our STEAM programs. And we've been in existence now for 21 years, and we actually service 3,800 kids annually throughout the Pittsburgh area. And we have 13 different programs that we run. So it's really cool to be able to have all of these kids entering into our building. And then ultimately, now that we're kind of busting out of the seams with space, we are adding 27,000 square feet to our existing building, so it'll make it 33,000 in total. So we're adding a gymnasium. We're adding activity rooms, classroom spaces, along with our STEAM programs. And we add the A for arts versus just STEM, because we want to bring back the arts as well. So it's really exciting, really cool part to be around, and it's just really, truly a blessing to have all of the volunteers and supporters that we have. Anybody who wants to learn what we do, they can go to our foundation website, which is batchfoundation.org, and they can see everything we do throughout a calendar year.
Well, that's outstanding. All right, last question. It's going to be the toughest one of this entire interview. Okay? You have to tackle one of them. Okay? And they're going to get a 10-yard head start, but you have to tackle one. Which one are you going to tackle? Derrick Henry today or Jerome Bettis in his prime? Which one are you going to tackle with a 10-yard head start?
Well, I think I probably would be a little bit more afraid of Derrick Henry at this point, only because he has the acceleration and the speed. Jerome, you knew, okay, he got a head start, but it won't be as, you know, that forceful impact at that point, even though he's a big guy. But I think I would go probably Derrick Henry versus Jerome Bettis in that situation, even though they are different backs. And if I would probably give a comparable to Derrick Henry, I probably would give it to Brandon Jacobs, who was the old Giants running back, versus Jerome. So those two are in stature.
Yeah, I would say neither. I would not want to tackle either one of those guys.
But. Yeah, I wouldn't want to tackle him either. So I promise you, I'm glad I played offense.
Real quick, guys.
I didn't want to tackle anybody if I threw an interception, so let alone standing in a hole and you have to tackle that guy.
I have received a text from one Nate Washington, and he says that Charlie is stirring up trouble.
Oh, that did not answer the question.
I love it. That's good trouble. I can't wait till Friday to receive that text Friday evening. I can't wait.
All right, we'll see.
I'm sorry, the tweet. I can't wait to receive that tweet.
That's
on
right.
Friday.
We to be continued on Friday evening. Yes. Charlie, really appreciate the visit. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you.
All right, that is Charlie Batch, former longtime quarterback with the Steelers. At Charlie Batch 16 does work on their broadcast crew for their games. And, of course, the Steelers coming to town to take on the Titans on Sunday. 2-5-0 teams. Somebody is going to take their first loss of the season, I guess. Or I guess you could tie. I mean, that does happen now.
Hate that, though. Please don't let that happen.
I know. No, we are not rooting for that at all. We will come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.